Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.
Danielle McLaughlin, you run Fiction at the Friary with Madeline Darcy. Now, what's that for starters?
Fiction at the Friary is a free monthly fiction event in Cork City. Since COVID, we've moved online. We're delighted to be part of Cork World Book Festival this year with an event called The Secret Life of Book Bloggers.
Lovely.
And that's happening on Sunday, the 25th of April at 3 o'clock.
The Friary is the pub at the bottom of Shandon Street there over Northgate Bridge. So what, you have a monthly meeting there of people interested in discussing fiction, is it?
Yes, for readers and writers of fiction. We have a meet-up there on the last Sunday of every month at the Friary Bar at 3 o'clock.
Cork World Book Fest, a celebration of books and readings, is run annually through April by Cork City Libraries. Obviously, again, for the same obvious reasons, online and happening virtually this year, but welcoming Irish and international writers to Cork for an extravaganza of books and writing. It's the 17th iteration of it, in fairness. Next Tuesday through to Sunday 25th, as you referenced, incorporating the UNESCO World Book Day on Friday, April 23rd. So what are some of the highlights that you'd intrigue people with to come and join you guys online?
Our event, The Secret Life of Book Bloggers, we'll be chatting to three book bloggers about the labour of love that is book blogging.
So it's almost kind of feedback for writers, as in how do the bloggers of the world who spread the message of the books they like, how do they go about doing what they do, is it?
Yes, the inside track as to how a book blog happens.
Just off the cuff, Danielle, would you have any idea what percentage of readers that you're aware of still read physical books over digital books? Do you have any sense of that?
I don't. All I know is that for me, the physical book
me too.
Is still very
me
much
too.
The thing. So I really love the physical book. I do have lots of friends who have got used to reading their books on Kindles, and I know it's very handy for holidays, for example, when you can't pack that many physical books in the suitcase. It's a handy way to read when you're travelling.
True, keeps the bag lighter. My mum's a fan as well, but you know what? It might be, because I use so many digital things during the day that the last thing I want to be doing for relaxation is using more digital things. So maybe it depends what you do as to whether or not it's a fun experience to be using a digital device.
Yes, I think so. But you know, I have to say that as someone who didn't know a whole lot about technology before lockdown, I've had to learn a lot more about
it. I'd say there's many out there listening to you nodding their heads going, yep, no, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I have been pleasantly surprised, I have to say, because it does offer so many opportunities for things like online book events and online festivals.
So it's opened up a new world.
It has. I've learned how to use Zoom, and we use Zoom for recording our monthly Fiction at the Friary interviews now, and yes, it's fantastic.
Right, let's zip through the last of it. Hispanic, particularly Catalonian-flavoured Cork World Book Fest this year. Teen Day is something I'd like to mention, Wednesday 21st. Cork author Louise O'Neill and Shane Hegarty, as well as the launch of the popular graphic novel project. So look, there's a lot in there. Cork World Book Fest. Fest.com has all that info. Thank you, Danielle, and find Fiction at the Friary on Facebook.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.